Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen & Overy Pensions Team. It's Monday the 27th of July. For occupational pension schemes and sponsors, these are the key headlines you need to know from the last 7 days. We have a number of developments to report on this week, although many are of a housekeeping nature. First, the government has published a call for evidence on pensions tax relief administration. This looks at ways to resolve the impact for low earners of differences in the methods of providing tax relief. Also published this week is a technical consultation on changes to the tax framework to reflect the introduction of collective defined contribution schemes. The pensions regulator has published a regulatory intervention report in relation to the Bernard Matthews pension scheme. The business and assets of the sponsoring employer were sold in a pre-pack deal after it went into administration in 2016. The regulator has concluded that there were no reasonable grounds to issue a contribution notice in this case, and the report explained some of its reasoning. The Finance Act 2020 has received royal assent. The Act makes changes to the tapered annual allowance and also introduces a temporary easement to the tax rules to prevent individuals who are re-employed as a result of coronavirus from losing a protected pension age. In other news, we have links to HMRC's latest Managing Pension Schemes newsletter and to updated guidance on calculating compensation for pension loss in personal injury and fatal accident cases, as well as an update on regulations under the new Corporate Insolvency and Governance Act. The full version of What's New This Week will be available later today by email or at www.allenovery.com.